your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. We invite you at home, have your Bible there with you, and join us as we read this passage of Scripture. This is a parable. Jesus often taught in parables. Parables were stories that Jesus would tell to illustrate something really important. And so today, we're going to read from the parable of Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 24 and going through verse 29. Matthew 7, 24. It says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and does not do them, he will be likened to a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. It fell. And great was the fall of it." God bless the reading of this word. If you would, join your hearts with me for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you now for your word. Speak to us, we pray. I ask you to give me unction to deliver this word today. God, I'm so unworthy, but I'm asking you to please use me that I might be a blessing to your people, to all that are here, those that are watching, those that will see this at other times. Lord, take this word, and Lord, do not let it return unto you void. The Lord calls it to go out now and to change and work and to do what it needs to do in our lives. Lord, change me right now from the inside out. And I pray that for everyone here, those watching. Lord, we give you the glory. Bless our president, our vice president. Give them wisdom, direction from above. Stop this virus in its tracks. Lord, bless our nation. Bless Israel. Bless Jerusalem with peace. We ask it all in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. I want to say something to you about storms as we begin. And the wind's kind of playing havoc with my Bible pages, but that's okay. I got this in my heart. The thing that is interesting about a storm is not so much when the storm is taking place. So that is exciting in a way. It is frightening in another way. But a storm is most interesting after. Everybody say after.
After.
After the storm has passed by. It's the aftermath of the storm. We hear so many times this after the storm that people are injured. They touch live wires. It's after the storm that they get in to see the damage in their house. It's after the storm that their businesses fail. It's after the storm that there is snakes that maybe get in their house because of the storm waters. After the storm. But I'm going to tell you something about a storm that is good. Storms are bad in so many ways. They're destructive. They destroy things that we worked hard to build. Things that took a long time for us to do. A storm in a matter of moments can level a beautiful home, a beautiful barn. One of our dear brothers in the church, his brother had a tornado hit his house a couple of weeks ago between here and the Bartow-Davisboro area. And it actually moved his house something like 20 feet off the foundation. Thank God they were alive. Thank God they lived and they were revealed by God's grace. But you see how destructive that storm was. But I'm going to tell you there's something good about a storm. You say, well, what is good about a storm, Brother Tom? The good thing about a storm is that it washes stuff away. About a week or two ago, My truck was so dirty. It still isn't real clean. I live on a dirt road, and it's almost a half a mile from the dirt road back to our house. You have to come through the gate, and you drive through where goats and cows are, and you get to our house, and my truck stays dirty. Gina's got her little white car, and that thing, she can't keep it clean. But here, when we had these storms in the last couple of weeks, I especially remember the one that was kind of so much rain and so bad, the one before the last one. The next day when I went out and looked at my vehicle, it looked like it had run through the car wash. All the mud and the dirt was washed off of it. It looked like somebody had gotten out there and cleaned my truck for me. And I tell you, it looked nice for about 30 minutes. Let me tell you, that's what a storm will do, folks. A storm will wash stuff away, and it will reveal what's really there. That is one of the truths about a storm. Let me tell you something. We're all going through storms right now, folks. Storms in our businesses, storms in our schools, storms in our nation, in our families, in our churches, storms in our relationships. But let me tell you what the storm is revealing. It's revealing something. And we need to take notice. The storm is revealing our character.
Amen.
It's revealing who we really are.
Yes, it is. Amen.
The storm is showing what is really there. You know, you can cover things up with dirt, mud, or with wallpaper, or beautiful wrapping paper. But when all that gets washed away and all the facades are gone, then we see what is really there. Let me tell you something, folks. We're going to see, as we come through this, friends, to who's faithful to the Lord.
Amen.
I know that I've seen people say I love the Lord, but we're going to see. We're going to see who's faithful. We'll see who's dedicated to the Lord's house. You might say, well, I don't have to be at God's house. Yes, you do if you want to obey God. God's Word said in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another in so much more as you see the day approaching. Let me tell you something, folks. You need to be at God's house. I understand we've been in extraordinary circumstances here the last few weeks. But let me tell you, we've got things where it's safe for people to come to God's house. They might say, well, I can worship from home. Yes, you can worship from home, but you can't obey Hebrews 10:25 from home, and that is the coming together of God's people. And I'm going to tell you, this storm is going to reveal who the folks that are real are and the folks that are phony are. Not just in churches, but in your life. People that you thought you could depend on, you're going to find out. You're going to find out. You're going to find out if tithing really works. And it does.
Amen.
Because you're going to see if God's going to see you through, if He's going to bless you. You're going to find out how important it is to pray. Storms are revealing. And then we come to this story. And in this story that I'm reading from today in Matthew 7 about the house built on the rock and the house built on the sand. By the way, the title of my message is The Difference. The Difference. I thought about what a blessing it is to have a house. I've been seeing a commercial run at home because I've seen more TV in the last few weeks than I have probably in years. And I've seen this public service announcement, PSA. And maybe you've seen it. The kids say, this is my house. Have y'all seen that? This is my house. And I love that little PSA, public service announcement. And different kids from different places in the world are standing in front of their house. They say, this is my house. Let me tell you something, folks. I got to thinking about what a blessing a house is. You think about, first of all, a house offers you protection. Protection from the elements. Lord knows we need protection from the elements. It's good to be able to come into your house, and hopefully there aren't any leaks, and you're dry, you're warm, you're cozy. But a house also offers provision for you. At your house right now, you have a pantry or pantries. You have a refrigerator. maybe a freezer, and you have food there. If you're like me, you got some snacks that are hid so that your wife can't buy them. I got some snacks hid. I'll just admit it to you, honey. My snacks are hid. You'll never find them. Well, I won't say that woman will find anything. I had some Cheetos. And the other morning, I came in from doing some chores, and Jesse had Cheetos all over about 8 o'clock in the morning. She had found my Cheetos. And I said, well, I got them. I said, you don't need any more. And I put them up. And then, bless her heart, when Gina got in, she got the rest of them. All my Cheetos are gone. And, you know, you have to run through the gauntlet to go in these stores, running past these viruses and this funk and stuff to get you these little treasures, these treats, these snacks. But, you know, your house has protection. It has provision. But you know what? Your house also is a place of peace, and peace of mind. A place where you can come in and you can be yourself. If you want to kick your shoes off, you can. If you want to wear your ratty slippers, if you want to wear an old tore-up T-shirt, it don't matter. You're home. Let me tell you something, folks. We ought to appreciate our homes, but we ought to appreciate this house, too.
Amen.
This house. Now, Jesus said, there's a house that a wise builder, a wise man. Everybody say a wise man.
Wise man.
There's a wise man, it says, he built his house upon a rock. He built his house upon a rock. And the storms came. The Bible says the winds blew. The rains pelted it. It was a serious situation. But the Bible says this man's house, it stood through the storm. How did it stand through the storm? Was it built any different than the house that fell down? No, it was the same house as best we can tell. One was built on a rock, one was built on sand. They were built the same way. But the wise man built his on a strong foundation. I've got a picture I want to show you that's very special to me. I'm going to walk by and let you see it, but I'm going to hold it up first for the camera. Zoom in on that, Jamie, where everybody can see it. Can you see it good?
Let me get it under the shelter.
We'll get under the shade here where everybody can see this.
Let me just come up to it here.
I want everybody to see this right here. If you're watching online, wherever you might be, it's a picture of a lighthouse. And there's a man standing in this picture. And the man in this picture is the lighthouse keeper. And in this lighthouse where he is, there is a great storm that is taking place. Some of y'all can see this. I know everyone may not be able to see it. But there's a terrible storm going on in this lighthouse. I'm going to walk back down here. Brother Harry, take it down there and let others see it on that end. I want you to look at this picture. Go all the way to the end and then walk down, up and down an aisle with it. This is actually a photograph. This really took place. That's why I love this so much. It's an actual photograph that then was commissioned to be. They took an old painting of it. So they took the photograph and painted over it with oil. You've seen that done before. The amazing thing is, the man that is in the lighthouse, he has the door open, and there's the storm that is raging. But he doesn't seem to be too concerned. The reason is, the lighthouse was built on the precipice of a strong rock. A rock. Everybody say a rock.
A rock.
And Jesus said that house built on the rock stood. But now Jesus also said there was another house. And I've already alluded to it. The house that was built on the sand by a foolish person. A foolish builder. It had the same building plan. It had the same floor plan. It had the same living room and the same kitchen, the same bathroom, the same porch. built with the same kind of materials, as I understand it. That's the whole idea here. It was built just like the other house. But there was one difference. One difference. It was built on sand. And when I look at this story, I always picture in my mind a house that is built on the coast, at the beach. And you've got the house that's built on a big rock there, and then you got the house that's built directly on the sand. Now, why would somebody build on the sand instead of a rock? Well, I'll tell you why. It's cheaper. How many's ever heard the old saying, you get what you pay for? Amen? I'd rather pay just a little bit more and have something that'll last than to pay half price and in 3 days have to go get another one. You're not saving money that way, right? Well, see, this man that built on the sand, he built more cheaply. He didn't have to worry about attaching anything to a rock foundation. And maybe the sandy land was cheaper to purchase than the land with the great rocks on it. But we know the difference, folks. Had the same storm come through. And to me, I picture this on the coast, and it's a hurricane. And I've been in hurricanes. They're no fun. And the winds come, and the storm surge rises, and it absolutely just sweeps this house off its foundation. And it is gone now. But the house on the rock stood.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, folks. If you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you know the secret. There's a difference. Sometimes we might think, what's the difference? I'm trying to live for God, and I see this person over here living like hell. And they don't ever care about God. They never read their Bible. They never pray. They don't try and love God and love others and help their fellow man. Why am I going through this stuff and they're not? Let me tell you something. There is a difference, folks. And they may be doing good for the time being, but that's just a little snapshot. You take the long-term view, and you let a few storms start coming, and you see after the storm is over which house is standing, which man is standing, which woman is standing, which family is still standing. The Bible says in Psalm 40, it says that God brought us up out of a horrible pit. He says our feet were stuck like in quicksand, miry clay, sticky, gooey clay. He brought me up out of the miry clay, and the Bible says that it's my salvation. He said he set my feet upon a rock. Everybody say the rock.
The rock.
That rock is Jesus. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And today, my friends, if you and I will build our lives on that rock of Jesus Christ, we will have storms. There'll be other COVID-19. There'll be other trials. There'll be other tests. But if you have built your life upon the rock, you will stand through every storm. And my friends, I'm going to tell you, that's the difference. We'll still be here. And that's why I tell you, a storm will reveal those that are built foolishly and those that are built wisely. Those that are real, those that we can count on, and those that are just like the shifted sands of time. Remember that, folks. And I'm going to say today, if you will make this decision to build your life on the rock of Jesus Christ, I'm going to say something to you, and I want you to take this to heart. That will be the best decision that you will ever make. I don't know about you, but I want to ask you this question as I get ready to close now. How many of us would be honest and stick our hand out the window or honk the horn and say, Pastor, I have made decisions that I regretted? How many would say that this morning? Again, all of us, all of you at home, I'm sure. Some of you may have made a decision today, and you regret that decision that you've made. Let me tell you, we've all made decisions we regret. But there's one decision we can make today, right now, that there will never be any regret. And that is the decision to build our life upon the rock of Jesus Christ. And I hope you'll make that decision right now. If you feel that tug at your heart, pulling at you, then I want you to pray this prayer with me. Let's all bow our heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you now in the mighty name of Jesus, we acknowledge, Lord, there's been times that we have built foolishly. We build our lives on the things that don't matter, the things that aren't important. But God, through this storm that we've been going through, you've been revealing to us and showing to us how important you are, that your church is, that our family is, how important it is to know you and walk with you. And today, dear Lord, right now, we want to just invite you into our lives. If somebody's never prayed that, just pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Heavenly Father, today I give you my life. I ask you to come into my heart to be my Savior and my Lord. From this day forward, I'll follow you. Lord, I may stumble, so please stay close by me. Please help me. And when I do stumble, Lord, remind me that I'm still your child. Help me build my life, my family, my home on that rock that can never be shaken. I thank you, God, that there is a difference. There's a difference.